Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hard to believe it is already the 22nd day of December 2008. I did not do my Sunday show live yesterday. That was not because of any desire. I had to not do it. I had some horrid stomach virus that kept me down from Saturday into this morning, but I am about 90% back to normal for today, so I am here, ladies and gentlemen. But I tell you, when you really get sick and get a high fever, it's almost cleansing. I woke up this morning after being sick for a day and a half and just saw the world so much clearer. It was kind of like a reset when a computer is not working as fast or smoothly as it should be, and you turn it off and turn it back on. That's kind of how I feel today. So, a purifying experience. I am back live, and I am glad that you were tuned in to the broadcast today. A lot of important news I want to cover today. Dick Cheney did a Fox News interview this weekend and said that that the president isn't above the law. He said the president is the law. Judge Dredd, judge, jury, executioner, supreme ruler, the Fuhrer precept, the Fuhrer system. And then he chastised Biden in the control left-right paradigm, saying Biden is supposedly a constitutional lawyer. He should know that Article 1 of the Constitution doesn't apply to me. And the news nationwide is now announcing dutifully that, yes, the vice president is above all laws. Now, that made me think back to a couple years ago. It's in my film Terror Storm. General Hayden, then head of the NSA, who got caught lying about spying on the American people without warrants, little effeminate demon. Then he went out at the National Press Club and said, listen, the Fourth Amendment does not say that we can't spy on you without warrants. It just says we have to be reasonable about it. So a constitutional lawyer gets up and says, no, the Fourth Amendment, as if you need to be a constitutional lawyer to do this, he steps up and says, it says you have to have probable cause, oath or affirmation. So not just probable cause, not just probable cause you claim. You've got to have witnesses, an oath or affirmation. And these people can't do this secretly. They, you know, the person that you arrest with this knowledge, or that you spy on with this knowledge, or that you raid with this knowledge, you have to be able to put them in front of the person that they've accused. Face your accuser. And he says, no, it does not say probable cause. It says reasonable. And he just kept repeating it. He said it like four times in a row. And then the exchanges intensified with the press. And he said, no, the Fourth Amendment does not say probable cause. Doesn't matter if it does. Doesn't matter if it clearly says that they have to have the evidence. They have to see the dress hanging out the back of the trunk. Or they have to smell the marijuana. Or they have to see the guys running out of the bank with a black mask on and think, well, you know, that I probable cause. I thought that was the bank robber, so I pulled out my sidearm and told them to hit the ground, or I was going to open fire on them, hands up, and they didn't, so I filled them full of lead. Well, they'd say, well, that's due process. That's probable cause. I mean, that's – but no, they're just saying, look, we'll just spy on all of you randomly with no warrants. That's probable cause. So we're going to go over Cheney and Hayden today. But again, Biden and Obama are now saying they're not going to prosecute anybody in the Bush administration. They're not going to go after anybody. But turnabout's fair play. I mean, it was George Bush who left Bill Clinton alone. Remember that and Pardongate and the rest of it? We'll talk about that, the economy, a lot of big developments around the world. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tis the season to be healthy. Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. It is the 22nd of December, 2008. Coming up in the third hour today, we have Peter Schiff, who manages a multi-million dollar fund and is Ron Paul's chief financial advisor, who's become quite popular making the rounds on the financial news channels. He'll be joining us to give us his forecast on what's coming up, not just in some five-minute soundbite, but in the lengthy interview coming up today. It also looks like Mr. Engdahl is going to be on with us as well, so stay with us for that. I also want to hear from the listeners and open the phones up in the first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour today on any issue you wish to discuss. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Is the internet going down? Undersea sub cables have just broken. The London Times reported Saturday, 3 of the 4, thousands of miles apart from each other, were suddenly cut. And of course, you remember last year around the Middle East, the majority of the cables were also cut there in the Mediterranean and also in some of the other waterways around that area. En route, the Internet Networks Company reports that 3 of their 4 Internet subcables that run from Asia to North America have been damaged. These carry more than 75% of the traffic between the Middle East, Europe, and America. It's hard to gather what this actually means. It is that the Internet is down, more likely significantly slower than usual between the Middle East and the United States. Interesting story there. Here is another one, and this doesn't just deal with national DNA databases all over the Western world for 35 years. It also deals with the fact of just how ruthless and criminal the government is. And, again, it's not the government. The private corporations that masquerade as government that use it as a strip mining tool to rob and loot the public and dumb the public down further. In April of 2008, President Bush signed into law S-1858, which allows the federal government to screen the DNA of all newborn babies in the U.S. This was to be implemented within 6 months, meaning this collection is now being carried out. Congressman Ron Paul states that this bill is the first step towards the establishment of a national DNA database. Let's just stop right there. We have a link to this natural news story up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I learned 15 years ago, back when I didn't know much, that at birth, if you were born in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the UK, the US, and a few other countries, Commonwealth nations, the US is really still a Commonwealth, for all intents and purposes, same program, same federal government style, same system. Owned by the same people, certainly. And again, I just discovered over time that we have all the same laws in the same order under the same names. So I call us Commonwealth because we're the only non-Commonwealth nation that behaves just like the Commonwealths. Those being under Queen of England, Elizabeth II. Number two. You know, I learned about this 15 years ago, that if you were 20 years or younger, you had been in a DNA database. I learned that Parkland Hospital, when I was born in 1974, took blood and put me in a national DNA database. You know, now it's 35 years. If you were born 73 forward in Australia, the UK, Canada, the US, New Zealand, your blood was taken and it was put in an international DNA database, and it was used of the government's claim that they own your blood. They can patent different proteins or different DNA factors that are in there. And the reason this is now making mainstream news is these companies come back to people decades later when they're having some DNA treatment done with their own body, and they go, oh, did you know this company actually owns your blood? Yeah, they bought the samples at birth, and now, to be able to have this gene therapy, you've got to pay them for the right to use your own bone marrow. And they can also then specifically make a race-specific bioweapon just for you or just for your family, and it helps them with race-specific bioweapons to know how to create systems that will attack only certain groups or be more predisposed to attack certain groups. But all of this aside, I went on air 13 years ago and warned people and read federal international documents on air. And then, I don't know, about 10 years ago, I had a state rep on from Michigan, and I had, I remember, about 7, 8 years ago, a congressman on from South Carolina about it. And we told everybody, we said, they're taking your blood at birth, and they're putting it in a DNA database. And people would email me and call me and laugh at me and say, you're a crazy person. That wasn't a real congressman, and this isn't a police state, and they're not secretly taking our blood for DNA databases. And I said, now, the last 5 years, the University of Texas runs the system for the federal government in the U.S. They're the main holder of it down at San Antonio. They have another big one in Michigan, one in California. But the point is, the main center is here in Texas. And now, because they were getting sued over it, they just trick the mother at birth. They say, oh, just sign this form. We're testing your baby for blood diseases. Why would you need to sign a form? I mean, we know they're lying. That's not up for debate. The point is, why would you need to sign a form to check for blood diseases when they don't have you sign any other forms to check for problems? They're not checking for blood diseases. It's the reason they take three ampules of blood. One goes to the state health department. One goes to the feds, and then they sell the other one. And they get big money for it. Okay? Now, this is the tyranny. Now, they've been busy advertising to everybody. They've been busy advertising that DNA is 100% and why a third of the people on death row are innocent. And I have no doubt that's true. But they're only legitimizing DNA as 100% because they've got half the country. I would guess half the country is under 35. Average life expectancy is, what, 74 for a male. So let's say a little bit under half the country. They've got your blood. They've got large amounts of it. They vampirically suck multiple ampules. And they can frame you with this. And they've been caught framing people with their fingerprints. Yes, fingerprints, easy to frame somebody. They just lift your prints, and then they go place them at the scene. Well, now they thumb scan you to buy and sell, and thumb scan you to get in the mall, and thumb scan you to go to the library, thumb scan you to do all this. So, of course, you know, they've got your fingers, they've got your index finger, they've got your thumb. They've got your digital face photo so they can track you everywhere you go with their Pentagon face scanning cameras. And all of this is being done so the bankers can carry out their criminal activities, their dehumanization, their enslavement of the people, without us ever being able to challenge them. All right, I said I'd get into all the news. I've only covered two articles here. World faces total financial meltdown, Bank of Spain chief. We have the Prime Minister of Canada last week saying that. We have Biden coming out saying it, things are far worse than he thought. Depression. They're all doing this to destroy remaining confidence so that there will be a world depression. Of course, we told you they do that. The governor of the Bank of Spain on Sunday issued a bleak assessment of the economic crisis, warning that the world faced a total financial meltdown unseen since the Great Depression. The lack of confidence is total, Miguel Angel Fernandez said in an interview with Spain's El País Daily. The interbank lending market is not functioning, and this is getting vicious cycles. Consumers are not consuming, businesses are not taking on workers, investors are not investing, and the banks are not lending. And he goes on to say if it's not restored, that we'll have a depression by 2010, basically. He said this is the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression of 1929, he said. He said the European Central Bank, of which he is a governing council member, would cut interest rates in January if inflation expectations went much lower to below 2%. If, among other variables, we observe that inflation expectations go much below 2%, it's illogical that we will lower rates. Regarding the dire situation in the United States, he said he backed the decision by the U.S. Federal Reserve to cut rates to zero in the face of a profound deflation fears. Of course, you don't get low interest rates, though. You have a depression in the real economy, not in the banking system. They have stolen tens of trillions worldwide. We haven't gotten new numbers in two-plus weeks. Last time we checked, it was $8.5 trillion that they've stolen just in the United States. Look at this headline. Did Bernard Madoff act alone? Investors doubt it. Did he act alone? Did he steal between 50 and 100 plus billion dollars? No one knows. With all these banks and brokerage firms admittedly working with him, that's admitted. Oh, yes, he created all the fake books and sent all the fake statements and did all of this, sure. And the SEC never investigated him, even though people blew the whistle over and over again. This guy was the bag man for a bunch of other banks to use him as a Ponzi scheme front. And they decided to go ahead and blow the whistle on him so his sons could walk. That's all that happened.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
You know, we didn't have an IRS
back before
until years after they set up the private Federal Reserve in 1913.
Vietnam War came along.
But when they passed the Federal Reserve Act,
before the Beatles and yesterday,
they also gave us the income tax.
When a man could still work, still would.
They had to have a constitutional amendment to do that.
The best of the free life.
That's right. We built this country without an income tax.
Good times really over.
Did you know 100% of the income taxes you pay goes directly to the private Federal Reserve? Did you know you write your tax payment check to the Federal Reserve? And they're an offshore bank with people like Madoff running it. And they take that money. They take that money and they come back and they buy up our media. They come in and they buy up our culture. They strip mine our country. They hand it over to foreign interests. That's what you get for it. And then with the income tax, they write the code where it's impossible to, you know, pay them correctly or do it right because there is no right answer. So the penalties and interest, let's say you don't pay $100. A few years later, they come back and want $10,000. Or you don't pay $1,000, they want $100,000. It's mafia. Tax rate in this country is really about 60%. See, only criminals would come up with something like that. A tax, you can't figure out how to pay it right. A tax that will destroy small businesses. A tax that nobody can figure out. You know, fair taxes are ones on trade and commerce and buying and selling. Because you pay it one time, it's even, it's fair, it's there. But see, people are going, well, let's have a fair tax then. Sorry, they're going to give you a national sales tax, which is going to be international, on top of the income tax. They're going to keep both of them. And these evil people have found a way to pervert a fair tax. They're going to use that to track and trace everything you buy, sell, and do with your national ID card. Because it's going to be graduated. A graduated sales tax. So the poor don't have to pay it. But really, that's everything you do can be tracked and traced. And then, hey, you bought too much stuff. It shows your income's $25,000 a year. But it shows you bought $30,000 worth of things this year. So you're going to have to report everything you sell on eBay. You have to report all the yards you mow. You'll have to report that old junker you sold. You'll have to report that diamond ring you sold after grandma died. This is a system of total regulation, total control that is coming into place over the nation and the world. Imagine criminals who want to be secure in the thought that no one can resist them, no one can stop them, that no one is independent on a farm or a ranch, that no one is independent medically, that everybody is under their control. That's what we're dealing with as a society. It's just horrible what they're constructing. And if you like tens of trillions stolen from taxpayers worldwide, $8.5 trillion, just 8 weeks into the banker takeover, you've seen nothing yet. I mean, if you're enjoying what you've seen so far, get ready. Because they want to create the depression so they can pose as your savior and give you national ID cards, government paychecks, where everything you do is under their control. Because the criminals want to make you be dependent on them. They want to make you basically be their slaves, be their servants. When we come back, I am going to get into Dick Cheney saying that not just the president, but the president is above the law. And he's telling Biden and Obama, be sure and use all these new powers. And he goes on to say, hey, the president and the vice president have the nuclear launch codes. We can destroy the planet. I mean, that's quite a statement. He's stating, hey, we are dictators of the planet by force de jure. It's just a done deal. We are the military-industrial complex. We can burn the planet to a crisp in 5 minutes if we want to. And so to say that the president isn't the law, to say the president isn't above the law, is asinine. And really, Dick Cheney is being an absolutist. He's being honest with you. He's saying, look, we got the nukes, we'll use them on you. Remember back when they were investigating 9/11, he said on Meet the Press about 7 years ago, he said, look, there better not be any investigations in 9/11, but you're going to see nukes go off. Is that clear? And that was a public threat. I will nuke you. We're going to come back and cover this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
He blew his mind out.
He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared.
People will fight, they will cheat, they will steal. It will kill.
Nobody was really sure he was from the house of Lords.
For power.
I saw a film today, oh boy.
And most of them, when they get the power, are completely unhappy.
The English army.
You see a lot of conversions at that point. Worldly corrupt people.
A crowd of people turned away.
Will have a Scroogean.
But I just had to look.
Conversion. And will become true humanitarians and try to help their fellow man. And that's always beautiful when that happens. But there's another type of elitist who truly thrives off of power and off all the signets and marks of rank, and who just enjoys exercising raw power over populations. And that's who we're talking about today, and I'm going to get more into that in one moment, and then your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. William Engdahl, a historian, joins us coming up, talk about the current state of the economy and the New World Order, the whole eugenics agenda. That is coming up in about 35 minutes or a little bit less. Then we have Peter Schiff joining us, and then Beal Veal, attorney for April Gallup, will be joining us coming up in the last hour today. She, of course, survivor of the Pentagon attack, right where the object came in, right where the explosives went off. And, well, we'll tell you all about the lawsuit and what it's alleging, what it's saying. In this exclusive, this is the first time. The lawsuit's public, but this is the first interview that I know of with Mr. Veal since this has been filed. We may even have Gallup on with us as well today. I sound a bit slow today. I got over the stomach bug. I'm actually still not completely over it, but I am here nevertheless. Okay. Finishing up with Dick Cheney and the nature of power, let's go ahead and play the clip of Dick Cheney. This is from Fox News Sunday, saying that he is the law, that the president and the vice president are the law, and that they have the thermonuclear weapons and that that's absolute power. John, do you have that clip? Yeah, let's go ahead and roll that.
So this is at the core of the controversies that I want to get to with you in a moment. If the president during war decides to do something to protect the country, is it legal?
In general proposition, I'd say yes. You need to be more specific than that. I mean, but clearly, when you take the oath of office on January 20th of 2001, as we did, and you take the oath to support and defend and protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, there's no question about what your responsibilities are in that regard. And again, I think that there are bound to be debates and arguments from time to time and wrestling back and forth about what kind of authority is appropriate in any specific circumstance. But I think that what we've done has been totally consistent with what the Constitution provides for. The President of the United States now for 50 years is followed at all times, 24 hours a day, by a military aide carrying a football that contains the nuclear codes that he would use and be authorized to use in the event of a nuclear attack on the United States. He could launch a kind of a devastating attack the world's never seen. He doesn't have to check with anybody. He doesn't have to call the Congress. He doesn't have to check with the courts. He has that authority because of the nature of the world we live in.
So
it's
what,
unfortunate, but I think we're perfectly appropriate to take the steps we've had.
All right. Now, again, national security dictatorship set up in 1947. The private offshore corporations completely take over the country at that time. They've now been using it as an engine for global domination ever since. And Cheney rightfully says, look, the president can destroy the earth. So physically, he is dictator of the planet. Now, it doesn't mean it's legitimate, doesn't mean it's constitutional, doesn't mean it's any of those things. And that's why the White House says they can torture children in front of their parents. That's why they say they can bury people alive and pull their fingernails out with pliers in their memos. That's why whenever John Yoo was, you know, asked at a Council on Foreign Relations meeting in Chicago, can you torture children with pliers? Can you crush their testicles? He said yes. Because, you know, if you can destroy the earth, and I guess saying nobody can stop me, then why can't you torture children? And why can't you steal $8.5 trillion and growing by a trillion every week? Why can't you just go ahead and take it offshore and tell Congress, hey, you have no authority to see where the money went? Why can't you go ahead and take people's DNA at birth for 35 years and put it in a secret DNA database, and then when people find out about it, start bitching and complaining, have President Bush just sign a bill making it law retroactively? Oh, we caught the president murdering a bunch of people. He likes to go out in the one of the D.C. parks at night and find young women and strangle them. Well, we'll just pay. How long has he been strangling women? Oh, 6 years. We'll just pass a retroactive law that he can strangle women. Oh, we found out they've been spying on the American people for political control. Nothing to do with terrorism for years. What do we do? Oh, we just pass a law retroactively saying they can do it. And by the way, if you don't like it, we got nukes. What did the British Ministry of Defense report say last year? What did the U.S. government report say this year? Their future trends. They said the militaries of the West work for the private institutions that are globalist, that are going to destroy the middle class of the West. The middle class is going to riot. They're going to try to legitimately take control of the government. The military works for the private offshore banks. We may have to use neutron bombs on them. Says governments will probably use. I mean, they're saying governments are probably going to use. They're saying they believe it's going to happen. Neutron bombs will be used on us. See, the nukes are for us, folks, just like they're for an Afghani or a Nigerian or a Venezuelan or a Pitcairn Islander. Pitcairn Islander. It doesn't matter. The nukes are for us. And the giant arsenal of neutron bombs are just radiation bombs. They leave no residue, kill all life forms, the buildings, the computers, the water treatment plants, the infrastructure, it's all still there. That's what they have in place. And they're so psychopathic and so wild, I have no doubt that if the UN says they want 80% of us dead by a certain date, if they can't do it through the food and the water and eugenics, they may just start, you know, I mean, with a small fleet of robotic aircraft, and they're converting the entire Air Force, other than troop carriers, over robotic, they can have robotic centers, and they admit they've built these, which robotically load the neutron weapons on board the drone bombers, and they could put them in the air over every major capital. And, of course, each nation would do this to itself. They would neutron their own population. Now, you'll notice that if they plan to do that, folks, I'm not kidding. This is a probable scenario. I've really been studying them deeply and what they're into, and I'm telling you, that's why they don't care. That's why they'll steal any amount of money from you. None of it even means anything to these people now. It's about the exercise of power. They're nihilist. And then they'll just hit every major city, and then the next wave of drones will hit the smaller cities, and the next wave of drones will hit the medium-sized cities, and so down to the smaller cities. And then none of this is going to matter anymore. The Pentagon, the military, is run by psychopathic eugenicists that created Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Lenin, all of them. And so when you get Dick Cheney running around saying, look, of course the president is above the law and above the Congress, and he went further to attack Biden and to say, well, you know, it's just incredible. He went on to attack Biden and them and say, look, they better want to use all these incredible powers we've expanded. It's for America's safety. Besides, Biden should know that, you know, the Constitution only limits the legislative, not the executive. And that's similar to the asinine statement made by Hayden over and over again. But in particular, the one that got the most attention was at the National Press Club 2 years ago, where he said, look, we are above the law, basically. He said, we can spy on whoever we want as long as we say it's reasonable. And the constitutional law expert gets up and says, no, you got to have probable cause and oath or affirmation. And he says, no, we don't. That's not in there. No, it doesn't say that. Now, see, that's total disdain by Hayden. It's total disdain by Cheney. They're just saying, we don't care what you say, what you do. We'll do whatever we want. Here is Hayden. I think today we're having a computer problem loading these. John, are you there? Are you hearing me when I'm saying play these clips? The Hayden clip. No, the first one.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Actually, the Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
No.
The court standard, the legal standard, the legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the general and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
So there you have it, and I've got a bunch of other clips. It's the same thing. They have disdain for the public. Now, how did they get the power to have us under basically martial law and where the president can nuke the whole earth if he feels like it? Well, that isn't actually what the law says. And that's why under PDD 51, President Bush says under an emergency, Congress has no authority. And by the way, it doesn't take us being under nuke attack, any financial, any environmental, or any disaster I choose, the Congress is dissolved permanently at my pleasure, cannot review what I'm saying, and the governors are dissolved, and the military is under my control, and then now they're dissolving the governor's power over the military, they're getting rid of the National Guard, they're telling us troops are going on the streets, and all of this will be continued, and he's announced he's going to radically expand it by Barack Obama and Biden. Joe Biden and Barack Obama. So we're going into very dangerous times here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, who was somebody back in World War II that found out that the U.S. was planning to give the nukes to Russia? Who was somebody that found out that 12,000 U.S. soldiers had been picked up in an area of eastern Germany by the Soviets when they came through? And the Soviets took those American soldiers, this is on record, mainline history, 12,000, took U.S. soldiers held by Nazis. There was U.S. soldiers held by Nazis, held by the Germans, in East Germany. The Russians come through, they grab them. And the Russians wanted to use them for slave labor and gulags and to interrogate them about the U.S. Army system and the Air Force, well, then the Army Air Corps. And Patton complained, so they killed him. Now, we've always told you this and had guests on. Now the documents, somebody declassified, the diaries have been declassified, and the writer of the book, the London Telegraph, says they're convinced that, yes, Patton was killed. Now, this is an aide to the Queen, and, you know, this it goes through the whole article, why they killed Patton, how they killed him. You know, Americans are told that an ox cart hit him. That's not true. They rammed him with a truck and tumped him over and then jumped up in the truck and shot him in the throat in front of everybody with a low-velocity bullet to break his neck, but so it wouldn't look like a bullet wound. He still lived, so they sent in the NKVD to kill him under Wild Bill Donovan's orders, the OSS. You can go read that. But, I mean, you know, don't give me it's a patriotic military and a patriotic government. I mean, Patton was a mad dog killer when he was fighting another enemy. But the point is that, you know, the greatest U.S. general in World War II, and they just killed him. He said, look, the media says, oh, he hated the Russians. Well, you can read his writings and his letters home, and he was promising to go home and go to Congress. He got freaked out when he said, why is our government giving 12,000 U.S. soldiers to the Russians? Why are we giving the Russians all the German scientists? Why are we being friends with them? They are going to go at us. They're going to, because he didn't understand the bigger picture. They were meant to be given the nukes. They were meant to be empowered. But General George S. Patton was assassinated to silence his criticism of Allied war leaders. London Telegraph headline. George S. Patton, America's greatest combat general in World War II, was assassinated after the conflict with the connivance of U.S. leaders. The newly unearthed diaries and colorful assassin, who they also interviewed before he died, for the wartime Office of Strategic Services, the forerunner of the CIA, revealed that American spy chiefs wanted Patton dead because he was threatened to expose Allied collusion with Russians at the cost of American lives. And then it mentions in here the dealing with U.S. prisoners. Yeah, 12,000 U.S. troops. He said, what? We're not going to save them?
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Got William Engdahl joining us today after. Then Peter Schiff, then Bill Veal, attorney for April Gallup. Just remember that, all of you that serve the government think it's a government. It's not. It's a group of predatory, backstabbing thieves with no honor. Patton wouldn't leave 12,000 U.S. soldiers who'd been captured by the Russians out of German POW camps. He wouldn't, by the way, the classic disinfo operatives are even in this article we posted on Infowars.com trying to criticize the article. Like, it talks about the assassin and somebody he worked for, who was later on the 9/11 commission, and the disinfo operative goes into the comments and says, look, they're saying this guy, the assassin, died in 99, but that he was in the 9/11 commission. It doesn't say that. It says he worked for somebody who later was in the 9/11 commission. So see, even the government operatives are on the site, even happy that they killed Patton. See, it's part of a victory against honor, a victory against goodness. It's just reveling. You know, that's why they post these videos online of them shooting whole families in Iraq and then laughing. See, that's what's dangerous about the military mindset, ladies and gentlemen. Because, you know, you firebomb Dresden and kill 500,000 people in one night. You bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki and kill over 1 million. Hey, what does it matter to kill 3,000 on 9/11 to get your agenda through? Eh, what does it matter to break a few eggs? Yeah, you know, the president can nuke the whole earth, so he's above the law. All hail the president. And I've been around military commanders. They just grovel and, like, sexually get excited about the football and the nuke codes. They're, you know, they're into just the power of it. Yeah, destroying our planet, destroying our future, destroying our children's future. It's just a very sick group of ruthless people that are in control. And you've got a sick population that thinks it's cute and says, yeah, turn the Middle East into a parking lot, kill all the Muslims. What you don't know is that the same elite doesn't care about you either, Bubba. And when Patton said, hey, you know what? I'm not gonna sit down and shut up while the Russians take 12,000 of our troops and work them to death and torture them. And they said, you know what? Then die, Patton, die. You can read his correspondence. You know, it's like, well, they say it's just the military and people die. We don't want to upset the Russians. See, once you don't care about Iraqis, well, you don't care about your own people. See how that works, folks? They don't work for us. They work for themselves. And they all kill each other either as well. Oh, man, we're in trouble. All right, I'm going to get more into that later. Let's talk to Ben in Canada and then Robert and others. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Alex. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I was watching Bloomberg today, and I watched Fred Goodwin today, and he was pretty much foaming at the mouth. It made my blood boil enough that I had to give you a call. What I wanted to talk to you about was the Star reported that Canada will now be shareholders of General Motors and Chrysler. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, well, everything's foreign-owned now. That's what globalism is. Nothing can be American-owned. They set up deals where basically only foreign countries and foreign institutions can control us. That's globalism. It's about conquering us financially.
Okay.
Of course, Cheney's answer would be, hey, we got the football. We can nuke it all. Don't even discuss what we do. Just go along with whatever we say and be glad if we let you live.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I've been unemployed for the last few months, and I can't find work, and it's pretty much at the end here in Canada, I say.
Well, you're just going to have to get a government-funded job, and that'll be probably spying on your neighbors. And if you won't take the job, then you'll be one of the people that the neighbors report on that they put in a gulag, and then you'll work 12 months out of the year, 18 hours a day, slaving with a big fat guy in a black uniform standing over you with a submachine gun. Hey, but so what? You know, that's the way it is. Government's God.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.